Praise the Lord. So, for some time now, we've been talking about the Holy Spirit and what it takes to flow with the Holy Spirit. We've been emphasizing this subject of the Spirit because we know you can't have a victorious Christian life without a solid understanding of the Spirit. Are you with me? We have done many teachings. Have you been blessed so far? I want to encourage you, go back to previous teachings. Go back. However, today, the plan was to talk about tandem. Obviously, we cannot finish. Flowing with the Holy Spirit. And tandem means to work together, to be in partnership with something or someone. Please, are you with me? So when we say tandem, we are talking about being in collaboration or in partnership with the Holy Spirit. And I want to highlight some things that will help you to flow better with the Spirit. In fact, when I was preparing this sermon, at the point I was like, are you sure I should say these things? Because I'm literally releasing my secrets. I was like, are you sure you want to release your secrets? Just like that. But in the kingdom of God, if you cannot share it, then it's not of God. Are you with me? So, I'm going to list out some things, and obviously I will just take maybe one or two, and then we close it from there. See, if you don't learn how to flow with the Spirit, God can be very close to you, and you will not know how to take advantage of His presence. One major reason why many Christians are stranded in their Christian life is things like this. They've not learned to master the Spirit, and you need it. Because, see, there are some things that no matter how much you tell a pastor to pray for you, if you don't master how to follow the Spirit, you will not walk into it. Are you with me? Remember where we started from in Ephesians 4, that we are to perfect the saints, right? Right? So, let me give you an example of someone that couldn't take advantage of the Spirit until he was trained. 1 Samuel chapter 3 from verse 2. 1 Samuel 3 verse 2. The Bible says, and it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And there the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. That the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, here am I. And he ran to Eli and said, here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I called not, lie down again. Verse 6, can you read with me verse 6? 1, 2, 3, go. And the Lord called yet again Samuel, and Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son, lie down again. Verse 7. Everybody read verse 7 with a loud voice. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. Are you seeing this? So God, somebody says, oh, if I can just hear God's voice, if God can just say, my son, this is where you must go. And the voice is shaking the room. My son, let me tell you, if you don't know the Lord and have not been trained to flow with the Lord, the voice will come, you will not hear it. The voice will come, you will attribute it to your mother's voice. You will attribute it to something else. Are you with me? Please, are you paying attention? Verse 8. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. Everybody complete verse 8. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Do you realize Eli was not the one that was spoken to? But because of his longer exposure to the things of God, he had a greater perception. And Eli perceived. And therefore Eli said unto Samuel, go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. You see, Eli had learned how to get the Lord to flow with him. Eli was now beginning to train Samuel. He said, when you hear that voice again, say, speak, Lord. Can you say after me, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Now, look at verse 10. And the Lord, everybody read verse 10. And the Lord came and stood and called us at other times. Samuel, pause. That means the Lord God actually is not an angel. God God was in Samuel's room. Aye. The Bible says, and the Lord came and stood and called. I wish I can just get God's attention. What if God is trying to get your attention? And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times. Then Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant hear it. And then in verse 11, and the Lord said to Samuel, so as long as Samuel thought it was Eli, the Lord did not follow. Are you with me? So God wanted him to recognize that it is me at work and flow with me. Praise God. Praise God. So you see, like we just saw, if you don't learn to flow with the Spirit, the answer to the thing you are praying about can be very close to you. It can be literally in the same room with you, knocking on your door. But you say, ah, God did not answer me. Are you seeing why these teachings are important? Are you seeing this? I wish I could teach everything, but I obviously can't. So I'm going to list out five things that you, there are obviously more than five, but five things to start with. Number one, a response of hunger and desire. Can you say after me, a response of hunger and desire? Number two, the character of the Spirit. Number three, spiritual sensitivity. And number four, the importance of sounds. Number five, the law of sacrifice. Oh, God. I'm just giving out this thing like this. Number one, response of hunger and desire. Number two, the character of the Spirit. Number three, spiritual sensitivity. Number four, the importance of sounds. And number five, spiritual sacrifice. The law of spiritual sacrifice. So, spiritual hunger and desire. The Bible says in Matthew 5 verse 6, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Listen, rule number one, if you will flow with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost must know that you are hungry for him. The Holy Ghost must know that you really, really want him. Imagine being the Holy Ghost. Do you know what the Holy Spirit is? He's the most important person of divinity on the earth today. If you were him, if you come and call somebody and the person doesn't answer, you say, leave that one, it's not serious. But the Holy Ghost is humble enough to keep on knocking at your door. That means it's not something to take lightly. Please, are you with me? The Holy Ghost is the most important person of the Godhead on the earth today. He's a king spirit, a king of his nature. No other king can come to his level. So there must be a hunger and thirst in you saying, Lord, I want. Lord, I desire. Isaiah 55 verse 1, he says, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. I know he says without money and without price. You know why? The things of God are too expensive for money to buy. They are too expensive for money to buy. It is your hunger and desire you use to buy them. Jesus said in John chapter 7, on the last day, that great day of the feast, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. For out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Listen, listen. The criteria to drink from the Holy Spirit is thirst. This is why when we say people should come out and receive the infilling of the Holy Ghost to pray in tongues, you can pray for 10 people and 6 will speak in tongues, the other 4 will not speak in tongues. If they have not come to the point of thirst, it will not happen. Are you with me? Jesus said, if any man thirst, let him come and drink. So if there is thirst, there will be an infilling. Are you with me? See, you are doing yourself a great disfavor by not fanning to flame your hunger for the things of God. Look at Peter. When Peter saw Jesus walking on the water, what did he say? He said, if it is you, bid me to come. There was a desire. All the others sat inside the boat. They were comfortable. That means the extent of your experiences in God is the depends on the extent of your hunger. If you say, Lord, I don't want to walk on water, he will not force you. God will not force on you more than what you are hungry for. Until you come to a point and say, Lord, I want more. And usually, God will even be trying to ignite a hunger within you from time to time. For instance, in worship like this, we just have some of you just had this pull. Raise your hand. Respond. God is trying to pull you. You are sleeping in the night. You just wake up. Sometimes you just hear a song inside of you. That's God trying to draw you. Get your attention. But some people, they all wake up. Why are we called safe? There. I want to sleep back. Rain is falling. You go back again. Tell your neighbor, ignite your desire for the Lord. Ignite your desire for the things of God. Amen. Jeremiah 29 verse 13 says, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye search for me with all your hearts. We'll talk about this more. Midweek service. If we don't finish, we'll continue again on Sunday. But because of our time, let me run to spiritual sounds. The importance of sounds. The importance of sounds. See, your spirit is sound activated. Let me say that again. Your spirit as a child of God is sound activated. Listen to what I'm sharing with you. If you understand what I'm sharing, soon you'll be able to discern the movements of God better. It is sound activated because it was created by sound. And God said, let us make man in our own image. And the Bible says, and God created man. I know you want to say God created man from the dust of the ground. No, the Bible says God created man in Genesis chapter 1. And in Genesis chapter 2, the Bible says God formed man from the dust of the ground. It means that man was created by the speaking of God, but his body was created by the dust of the ground. Are you with me? Man was created because God spoke. That's why God is called the Father of Spirits. He spoke you into being. Your spirit was created by the word of God. This is so important because if you look at Ephesians 5 verse 18 to 19, it says, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Ephesians 5, 18 to 19. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. How? Verse 19. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to your heart, in your heart to the Lord. Can you imagine? By just speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and singing and making melody in your heart, you will get full of the Holy Spirit. This is not something to take lightly. Can I shock you? Every religion on this earth have sounds they make. Every spirit, even all the four spirits apart from the Holy Ghost, they are ignited by sounds. That is why is singing secular music a sin? Is singing secular music a sin? It's not a sin, no. But there are things you will sing, there are things you withdraw. No, I'm serious. I can mention some singers who, some musicians, if you keep singing their songs, you will begin to struggle with sexual immorality. You will draw those spirits to you. If you keep singing those songs, you will draw the spirit of depression to you. They sound nice, though. Just go on. One day you will not know why you are just, something just over you. Now, even the rapture will happen by sounds. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52, it says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, not Donald Trump, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. I know when you read it like that, you don't really get the weight of what he's saying. He's saying that God will make a sound, and people who died and have been in the grave for many years will come out. You don't get. God will make a sound. Let me read 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 16. Just rebuttressing what I just read. It says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. I thought people will shout glory there. It says, for the Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout. And with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. He's saying people that were in the graves, a new body will come upon them. Their bones will come together and they will rise because God made a sound. It's not something to take lightly. In the Old Testament, there was a prophetic poem written in the book of Numbers. It's just one line. The Bible says, then, Numbers 21 verse 17. The Bible says, then Israel sang this song. Numbers 21 verse 17. Then Israel sang this song. Spring up, O well, sing ye to it. Let me explain. He's saying that if you want a well that has been dry to spring up, he's saying sing to it. Ah, Jesus. Sound is not a joke. Oh. This is the reason why people will do praise and worship and situations will turn around. This is why speaking in tongues is important. Because God has given you sounds to make, sound codes to make. Even in medicine, there is something called ultrasonic sound. A kind of sound that can be used to treat cancer at a certain stage. Because everything you see was created by the sound of God. That means there are things you are facing begin to make some sounds. Ah. So when we say speak in tongues, when we say rejoice, it's not just for the sake of we want to make the service lively. We want to make the service lively. No. It's more spiritual than you think. Are you with me? Now look at, I'm showing you from the Bible. So you don't think I'm just trying to make up something. Look at Psalm 89 verse 15. Psalm 89 verse 15. The Bible says, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. Hey! It says, they shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. That means many times when God wants to do something in your life, he will give you a joyful sound. Your ability to recognize it and glide in it will make you flow to where he's taking you to. He's saying, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, higher in the light of thy countenance. My pastor friend, Pastor Promise, he has a program he calls Joy in the Holy Ghost. Are you with me? This is not for the sake of we are just youthful. No. The Bible says when they told Jesus that the demons and principalities were subject to them in his name, the Bible says in that hour, he rejoiced in the spirit. Don't take rejoicing lightly. I'll show you one more text and then we will make a shout. Luke chapter 1 verse 39. Do you know what this means? At every point, let there be a sound stirring you up. Maybe you are getting depressed. You are looking at your life. What is happening to me? I don't have this open door. This miracle has not come. All you need to do is start praying in tongues. When a worship song drops, begin to praise from there. Are you with me? Have you ever been in the situation where there was a song that you heard and you were just stirred with that song and it was as though that song carried you for some days? After a while, you got tired of that song. You know what he's saying? The Lord wants to take you forward, so he needs you to get another one. Blessed are the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. You see those things that happen where they just start playing the keyboard? This is what we just experienced right now. That is us sinking into God. Many times when you start, it looks like it is boring. It's just there. You are being mechanical. No! You are seeking for the joyful sound. By the time you get the one that latches onto your spirit, you stay there. The more you keep doing that, after a while, you have trained your spirit to pick what the Holy Ghost is saying. Luke chapter 1 verse 39. The Bible says, and Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste. This was after the angel had come to Mary and told her that you will have a child. His name shall be called Jesus. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. Listen, when she heard the what? The salutation of Mary, meaning she heard something that made the babe to leap. Oh my God. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Many of you, as I'm teaching, or maybe when we are in church, you hear a word, you hear something. Instead of you say, hey, glory, you say, ah, they will say I'm doing too much.
Yeah.
Instead of you to just shout glory, you know that thing you are doing, you are quenching what the Holy Ghost was trying to do. It says, and the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. So when you allow that leap to be expressed, you will be filled with the Holy Ghost. See, verse 42, and she spake out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the Lord of my, the mother of my Lord should come? So she was not told that Mary was carrying Jesus, but immediately she responded to that movement within her. She began to prophesy and prophesy the exact thing that happened to Mary.
Amen.
She began to prophesy the exact thing that happened to Mary. Let's go on. It says, and whence is this that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears. Say after me, sounded in my ears. Say after me, sounded in my ears. The babe leaped in my womb for joy. Shout glory. He says, and blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. Let me tell you something. Listen. When you are reading the Bible, you are waiting for the scripture that enters you and brings joy. Have you ever heard a scripture before and you were like, hey! They quoted a scripture, and it's like something inside of you leaps. That is your scripture of victory. Are you getting me? What you must now start doing is take that scripture and begin to declare it to yourself. You are beginning to activate the work of the Spirit around you. You must have scriptures like that. You must have songs like that. Spiritual sounds. Praise the Lord. You know, when I was coming to Abuja, one of the scriptures the Lord gave me that was like a stirring inside of me. Psalm 31 verse 21. Blessed be the Lord, for he has shown me marvelous kindness in a strong city. When you see verses like that, I'm like, hey. Blessed be the Lord, for he has shown me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. I want to give it to you. No matter what you are facing that is strong, say after me, blessed be the Lord. He has shown me marvelous kindness in the strong Nigeria. He has shown me marvelous kindness in my career. He has shown him marvelous kindness in my family. Jump on your feet and shout glory. Blessed be the Lord. He has shown me marvelous kindness. Blessed be the Lord. He has shown him marvelous kindness in the city of Abuja. He has shown him marvelous kindness in that business. Put it there. Are you with me? As you're going out tomorrow, you wake up in the morning. Blessed be the Lord. He has shown me marvelous kindness in my body. He has shown me marvelous kindness. Wherever you are believing God for a healing, you can put your hand there. You are believing God for a child. He has shown me marvelous kindness. I receive his marvelous kindness. Even in this strong situation, I have marvelous kindness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Exalt him right now. If you can pray in tongues loud. I want to hear you pray loud. Sapala katampala telia, runde kete ketelia, ende kepele ketelia, rundo gobo se ketelia, shapala tamba, lekombara kate. For by thee I've run through a troop. For by thee I've run through a troop. And by my God I've leaped over a wall. Psalm 18, put it on the screen. For he has made my feet like hinds feet. Aye, he has made my feet like hinds feet. Saba la kapala bande, je kete pele ketelia, sobele ketelia, rude kepele ketelia. Amongst the gods, rupe ketetelia. Amongst the gods, amongst the gods, there is no one like you. Amongst the gods. Amongst the gods, amongst
Everybody raise your hand and say after me. For by God, I have run through a troop. We are going to do something. Immediately we are done reading the scripture three times, you are going to shout glory with a loud voice. Why do you think he told them to blow the trumpet and Jericho should fall down? It was a code in the spirit. Ah, God. So we are going to read this three times and we are going to shout glory. Are you with me? Say after me, for my God, I have run through a troop, and by my God, I have leaped over a wall. For by God, I have run through a troop, and by my God, I have leaped over a wall. For by God, I have run through a troop, and by my God, I have leaped over a wall. Shout glory.